All right, here I am. Okay, we'll see if this works. Yeah, it looks like I'm on.
Awesome.
I'm on with everybody. All right, all right. I'll let y'all know if there's anything else. All right. Oh, y'all, what an adventure. What an adventure. Okay. I do. I live, Lauren. I hope everyone has come back to me. Let me pull up the participants. Okay. We are going to always got already got a hand raised. Okay. I'm hoping that this will be, there won't be any more interruptions. All right. How's everybody doing? Y'all come in and say hi. Okay, y'all, tonight we are talking about the -2 of the hunger scale. So, just for fun, what is, if you had to choose one really clear signal for your -2, what would it be? Let's start there, just for fun. Let me kind of get it organized here. Tummy growls, gurgles. Thanks, guys. If y'all didn't hear, I've been through a makeover today. We're in Nashville doing, getting ready for camp tomorrow. And gosh, there's a lot of people in here. Y'all come on in. And so I've been doing a video shoot and a photo shoot with Corinne and all the coaches, and it's been super fun. And then we also have a few special VIP success stories that have been doing video shoots and photo shoots all day today too. So the burp, I just saw the burp come through, Stephanie. Growl, your stomach hurts, rumbling tummy, you're distracted, Rhonda. Shaking, Denise, shaking probably is a little bit past -2. Now, everybody's a little bit different, right? And if that's your -2, go for it. But most of the time, that's usually a little bit past -2. May wanna think about eating a little bit ahead of time. Sunken stomach, empty feeling in my tummy. That's kind of what I have. I'm actually kind of coming up on my, I'm probably at like a -1 right now. Start thinking about being hungry. Yeah. So, all right. So thank y'all for that. I think we've got sluggish, beginnings of a panic feeling. That's interesting, Elizabeth, right? That's actually a thought, right? That's not a physical symptom. And that's really kind of what I was asking for, is a physical symptom. But you also have mental and emotional symptoms of your -2, right? And so we've got that little cheat sheet that's part of No BS, and it gives you the physical, mental, and emotional, some typical symptoms, right? Everybody, like I said, everybody is a little bit different. Everybody's body is a little bit different. So you're not, you know, messed up if your stomach doesn't growl, right? Corinne talks about how her stomach rarely growls, I think. You know, you're not weird if you don't feel an empty feeling in your stomach or something. I seem to kind of have all of the above. Like I will get an empty feeling. I will get some growls. And as time goes on, if I don't eat, my stomach gets really loud with some growls. And then I also just start to think about food. I'm kind of getting there right now with dinner. It's like, oh, I wonder what I'm going to have for dinner. Because we've actually ordered dinner ahead of time for this event. And I don't even know what I'm getting. Like, it's going to be just this amazing surprise of they're going to give me a box and it's going to be some sort of food in it. So, but I'm just kind of wondering like, oh, I wonder what dinner's going to be tonight. And I might be just getting a little distracted and something like that, right? But I still know that I'll be okay. I can absolutely stay focused enough to do this call, right? It's not a big deal. So, all right, before I forget, so I'm going to be looking at y'all through in the chat, you know, but if you have any specific questions about the -2, I want you to put them in the Q&A. Let me see what we've got in the Q&A so far. Okay, Carolyn, I know you had some questions, so I'll get to your questions in a minute. How many of you all have, the chat went all the way to the top. Let's see, is anybody, so if you have any questions for me, put them in the Q&A, because the chat goes so fast, y'all. We got 229 people in here, so the chat just goes up so fast. So if you have a specific question you want me to answer about the -2, put it in the Q&A. So I'm going to teach for just a little while, and then I want to tell y'all a story about my adventure with my negative two yesterday on my way here. And then we will answer some questions. And then if you have, there's a few hands raised. And so I am coaching. I want to coach at least one or two of you all. If you are raising your hand, it needs to be specifically on the negative two side of the hunger scale. Okay. And if it's a question, just put it in the Q&A. But if you actually specifically want to get coached on the negative side of the hunger scale, then raise your hand. Okay. So, but you know, again, like I said last time, I think it was like no mama drama, no, you know, my husband's pissing me off coaching. We're doing specifically on the negative two. Okay. So I'll see what I can do there. All right. Let's see. Looks like somebody's having maybe some connection problems. And I always say some freezing and stuff. The best thing to do, right? Like unplug it and plug it back and get back in. Come back, leave the meeting or leave the meeting and then come back in again. That's always, you might just kind of need to reset your Zoom or your computer. So, okay. Yes. Thank y'all. I got my hair fixed today. All fancy. All right. So let's talk about the negative two and let's see what we can learn here. Right. Cause this week with Basics Bootcamp, we have been focusing on the negative two. And for some people, it's, you know, for some people, the negative two is maybe a little bit easier than the positive two. And for some people, the positive two is real clear and the negative two is not so clear. And so everyone, again, is a little bit different. And so, but I really think it's been interesting, the activities that y'all have been focused on doing. So who all has been doing the activities that we suggested this week? One of them was just basically don't eat. Decide that you, like, when you get up in the morning, you're just committed to not eating until at least 10 or 11. Just to see what happens, right? Just to get really curious. Rose, how did it go? Did you find that you were, you know, starving? Did you find that it was no big deal? I'm curious what you did when you decided to wait until 10 to eat. And what you really want to do with these exercises is that you want to watch your brain, right? Because it's all about your thoughts. Hunger is just a circumstance in life, right? Hunger is just your body and some physical sensations. But you want to watch your brain and listen to what your brain makes it mean. Does your brain, so when you're thinking about like, okay, I'm going to not eat until 10 a.m. Does your brain throw up things like, well, but we usually eat breakfast. We don't want to mess up our metabolism. You know, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. This is what I've always done. I've always eaten breakfast. Always just wake up. I mean, I used to tell myself like, well, I wake up just starving. I mean, I just have to wake up. I mean, I just eat. Some people do, and that's perfectly fine. But I think I was kind of telling myself a little story to just justify me eating when I wasn't really truly hungry yet. And what I found is that maybe I do wake up a little hungry, but then I drink some water, I drink my coffee, and I'm perfectly fine until 10 or 11. That's me, but it's absolutely different for everyone. Some people, full on negative two at 7 in the morning, they have their breakfast, and they're doing great and losing weight, right? So let me see what y'all said about the waiting until you're really truly hungry to eat. Cynthia says it hit at 10:45 and you got up at 5. So you've been up for a long time. Didn't get hungry till 11 or 12. It's been fine. You really felt, Rose really felt her hunger cues. And that's the purpose of the exercise, right? Is to really get really curious about what hunger feels like. But because for a lot of us, if we are new to this weight loss journey, or if we're just, a lot of us have become very disconnected to the sensations of our bodies, right? We've just decided not to listen to them. We've just decided that. And so this type of exercise can really get you tuned back into your body a little bit. She said, stomach growling, nausea, lump in my throat, weakness when I went for a walk. So Rose, that's interesting. That may have been you going a little bit past negative two. If there's weakness, if there's nausea, you just want to stay curious with that, right? I'm not saying for sure because we just don't know, right? Only you know what's, because it should not be a super, super uncomfortable place to be at your negative two. It shouldn't be an urgent, like, I need food now type of situation. I'm going to talk about that in a second. Okay, let's see. If there's anything, oh, it says my internet. I'm telling y'all what, it may just be, we'll see how it goes. Hope I don't freeze up. So a lot of you all have found that you can really wait a little bit longer than eating first thing in the morning. So you really want to, and so what has your brain been saying to you? Let's see. Someone says, it's easy if I put my mind to it. It's the rest of the day where I tend to eat on the clock. It's dinner time, right? What has your mind been saying to you? Like, it's time to eat and things like that, right? This is just an exercise where you really want to watch your brain. The other thing that we've been having you all do this week is to choose a meal and just intentionally go to negative three or negative four before you eat it, right? Just to get curious about what that negative three and negative four looks like. So what has that been like for you? Let's see. It's so interesting to me. She said, if I'm distracted and working, I'm fine. But damn, if I'm at home, all I can think about is eating. Here's the thing, Denise. You're choosing your thoughts, right? I mean, you're, you know, at work, you're thinking, no, some work needs to get done right now. And at home, you're thinking, oh, well, I'm at home. I can think about food. It's okay for me to think about food, right? There's some little thought in there that you're in control over that you got to get curious about. Let's see. Let me kind of go ahead down here to the bottom. When I wait and eat food at about lunchtime, I find it's easier to just choose a healthy snack or smoothie midday and then dinner. Sometimes not other snacks are needed, right? It's just getting curious with it. Let's see. Vicky says, beyond negative two, I'm uncomfortable as I get nauseous, can't say that word, and a bit dizzy. Okay. But you know you're going to be okay, right? You're going to be okay because there's always food available. So it's just a very curious exercise where it's just like, I'm pretty sure I'm a negative two. Maybe I'll just set a timer for 10 minutes and see what happens. So the whole exercise is not to always wait until negative three or negative four, but just to prove to yourself, because I know what used to happen to me is that I was just terrified of hunger. I was terrified of getting too hungry. And the purpose of this exercise is to really prove to your brain that you can get a little bit overly hungry and you'll be okay, just to prove to your brain that you can do that. So Penny says she went to negative four, didn't like it, felt uncomfortable and sluggish. And so now you know the difference, right? You know the difference between, and someone said dizzy, nausea, feeling something is wrong, weakness, right? You kind of know the difference between, okay, now I know my negative four and I know where my negative two is, right? Negative two should not be weakness, nausea, raging headache, you know, hangry, all that kind of stuff, right? That's not negative two. Negative two is a very non-urgent situation, okay? But again, you got to have that contrast and really experiment going past negative two to really figure out what that is exactly for you. All right. Okay, so let me just kind of check my notes here. Here's kind of the big thing, and then I'll tell my story, and then we'll answer some questions. But the big gist of this, and I think Coach Kathy's going to be talking about the plus two next week, but the thing I want to remind everybody is that your body is designed to be honest with you. Your body is designed to talk to you when it needs something. That is what our body is designed to do. But if we've spent time, sometimes years and years, not listening to our body, not trusting our body, then we start to not believe that after a while, right? And so I wrote down here, your body is honest. It really is honest if you listen to it and believe it. It will tell you what it needs when it needs it. You just have to practice trusting, first off, listening. And that's what these exercises are all about, is listening to your body and then trusting your body that it will tell you. That's what's so amazing, is that we have this built-in system of regulation in our body that, you know, that very often we've just like thrown out the window. But it's there, and we can get it back if we want to, by really just staying curious, experimenting, and listening to our bodies, and then practicing trusting it. All right, so let me tell you all my story about yesterday. So I flew, I got to the airport in my flight to Nashville. So I live in Little Rock, Arkansas. You basically can't get anywhere from Little Rock without taking at least two planes. And so I was flying to St. Louis, and then I was connecting there and flying to Nashville. And what happened was there was a bad storm that went through St. Louis. And so I was delayed a couple of hours. And so I didn't get to Nashville. I didn't land in Nashville until about 9:15. And so I'd eat my lunch at about 1:00. I'd eaten a salad. And I said, well, I'll just get, first off, before I was delayed, I was just like, well, I'll just get to the hotel in Nashville, and Kathy's going to order me some, you know, some room service, and then I'll just have dinner when I get to the hotel. Well, it ended up being, you know, it wasn't going to be until about 9 or 9:30 till I got to the hotel. So I said, well, when I land in Nashville, I will just stop at one of the little stores in the airport, and I'll grab a little bit, just a, you know, like some nuts maybe or something, and just have a smaller dinner, you know, right when I get off the plane. Because I thought about having dinner in St. Louis, and then I said, no, I think I can wait. I'm not at a true -2 yet. And this will just be a great opportunity for me to practice some, you know, being curious with my hunger, right? And because I'm always looking for opportunities to prove to my brain again, over and over and over again, because it's not just one time. You want to do this as many times as you can. I mean, not again, not every day, but like in a situation like this, where I wasn't really sure about my schedule and how things were going to go, I was like, well, this is an amazing opportunity for me to just practice listening to my body, maybe going to -3 or -4, and just proving to my brain that I will be okay no matter what. So that was how I saw it. I actually saw the whole trip as an adventure. I was texting Kathy the whole time, and I said, oh, my plane's delayed. And she went, you know, she responded with oi. And I responded, I said, no, it's no big deal. It's just an adventure, right? And I like to see, and when things don't go the way that they're expected to go, I love to just think of it as, you know what, they weren't supposed to go the way I thought they were going to. I'm going to just see this as an adventure and go with it. So that was my thought that I was practicing yesterday. So, and one part of that adventure was going to be my hunger adventure, right? And I was just going to see what I felt in my body. And so I get to Nashville, and we land in Nashville. I get off the airport, and I say, oh, okay, I'll get me a little snack. And I started walking to the airport, and everything was closed. Everything was closed. Nothing open, no restaurants, no stores, no, nothing was closed. Nothing was open in the Nashville airport at 9:00 last night. And so I said, okay, well, I'll just keep going. And I'm for sure at my -2, if not probably at a -3 at this point. But I was like, you know what? I mean, there's nothing I can do. I'm not going to go over to this person and say, hey, can I have a bite of your sandwich, right? Or whatever. I mean, there was literally nothing I could do. And so it was an amazing exercise, and just like, wow, you know, I mean, I could eat in a little while, but there's really nothing I can do right now And so it just really kind of forced me to just be okay, right? Because otherwise, what was I going to do? You know, lay on the ground in the middle of the airport and just kick and scream? No, I couldn't do anything. There was nothing to eat. So I just kept going. I got on the airport shuttle with a couple of other no BSers, and we went to the hotel. And I checked in, and there's a little gift shop, you know, with some little snacks at the hotel. Well, I checked in, and then I went over there. It was closed already, and I was like, "Wow, I think something amazing that Coach Kathy reminded me of the other day was, what is this trying to teach me? I wonder what this is trying to teach me. Whatever it is that's happening with you, right? That can be an amazing question to ask yourself, and that's really what I asked myself at that point. I said, "Okay, I have exhausted almost all options other than to just order room service when I get up to my room. But it is literally about 9:30 or 9:45 at night, and I'm tired. You know, I've been traveling a lot of the day, and before that, I had a bunch of coaching calls. And I said, you know what? I think I'm just gonna, get into my room and get in bed and just go to sleep. And yeah, I was hungry. Like, I was hungry when I got in bed. But I just knew that I was going to be okay. And maybe I wasn't going to sleep as well, but I would still be okay. You know, I always just know I'm going to be okay. And so, Nelly, you say, I would have been panicking by this point. Why? And Darla says, I can't sleep if I'm hungry. Why? I'll give you the answer. It's your thoughts. It's only your thoughts. Panicky is a feeling, right? Or panicking is an action. And it comes from your thoughts. It doesn't come from your hunger level. Because y'all, we know that we may just feel a little uncomfortable, but we're not going to starve to death between, 9 p.m. and 7 a.m. when I could go down and get whatever I wanted to eat. So I want you to think about that. If you're in that situation, how do you want to be thinking? Because that's what it all comes back to, is your thinking. And Corinne talked some about thoughts and feelings when on last Sunday's call, she was talking a little bit about hunger. And she talked about the feelings that you want to practice when you're maybe at a -3 or -4, like I was last night. Aware, willing, measured. I felt measured when I made that decision to just not eat and go to bed. I felt very measured. I felt very sure, focused, patient. You know, when I got to the Nashville airport and I had full on expected to like go and get me something to eat and there was nothing to be had, I could have thrown a fit in my mind. I could have thrown a fit in the middle of the airport, but I could have also just thrown a fit in my mind and been very impatient and very frustrated. But I just decided to, how is that going to help anything? Right? I just said, you know what? Maybe the universe is trying to teach me something right now. Yeah, so Darla, I want to challenge you that I can't sleep if I'm hungry is a thought. But you've got evidence of that from the past, but that still doesn't mean that you can't build some different evidence in the future. Okay? So I just wanted to tell you all a little bit about that experience because it was fascinating. And that's what we're talking about here, is that we're just talking about you putting yourselves in some different situations. Because y'all, I'm usually like, no, it is dinner time. You know, it is dinner. I am I'm at my -2. I don't say it's dinner time because I don't eat at a specific time every night. So, but like when I'm at a -2, I'm like, I'm ready for dinner. Let's have dinner. I mean, even tonight, we're going to have dinner. I don't skip meals very often, and because I'm at a true -2, but every once in a while, it's just not a big deal. every once in a while, like in this kind of situation, then yeah. Rise said, I find that after a certain point, I stop being hungry. I think what happened to me was at a certain point, I just stopped, like the hunger just kind of was hanging out there. It wasn't really getting, I wasn't really moving past maybe a -3 or a -4. It was just hanging out. And I said, you know what? I'm going to drink some water. I mean, I was drinking water because I needed to kind of get a little bit more hydrated from the flights and all that. I was like, I'm just going to drink some water and then just go to bed, see what happens. But if you're telling yourself that you can't sleep if you're hungry, then yeah, you're not going to sleep if you're hungry, right? You're going to prove that thought true. So you just want to question your thoughts. Question all your thoughts. All right. Well, I fought through it the last two nights drinking water. Darla, that's part of your problem is that you're fighting through it. You're resisting through it, probably. And you're not like laying there going, you know what? I'm just going to be like, are you telling yourself you're going to be okay? Are you telling yourself this is no big deal? Are you telling yourself those kinds of thoughts? Or are you telling yourself like, I can do this. I'll just drink some water and, you know, I'll be okay. I mean, that's what fighting through seems to me. Were you extra hungry when you woke up? Nope. I was pretty much regular hunger when I woke up. We got up at 6:15 this morning. We went and walked 4 miles. I had some coffee before I went, like a, you know, a little cup of coffee like this. That's it. And then I just, and then this morning, I just kept, like, I was like, after we got done with our walk, we came back to the hotel and we got some more coffee and I got a bag of pistachios from the gift shop. And I was like, okay, I'll just have this bag of pistachios if I need it, but I'm not going to eat it just because I haven't eaten since lunch yesterday. That's not a good enough reason for me to eat. I only eat when I'm at -2. And so I had that bag. The bag's right over there. Just hanging out. No big deal, actually. It's in my backpack. I actually brought it with me when I went downstairs this morning to start working. And I was like, I've got these nuts if I need them. But I didn't need them. And we ate at 11. And we ate salads and stuff. And so I just, I mean, by 11, yeah, I was ready to eat. But I still, it wasn't a big deal. I knew that food was coming. And I just really practiced not making it a big deal. So, all right. So we've got a ton of questions and then we got some people raising their hands. So let me look at these questions. Okay. Carolyn, because I know she had done a Facebook post about the -2. How do you trust non-physical signs, distraction, empty feeling? I only trust the tummy rumble out of fear, the toddler brain trying to trick me into eating. So here's the deal. How do you trust non-physical signs? How do you trust something? How do you trust anything? Through your thoughts, right? Trust is a feeling. And Carolyn, this is what you do. You tell yourself distraction and an empty feeling is a sign of my -2. It is time to eat. That's how you trust your body. You trust your body by just deciding that this is my -2. Because here's the deal. How else are you going to find, how else are you going to know what your -2 is? You think I can tell you? You think Corinne can tell you? No. This is an amazing opportunity to practice trusting yourself and your body. Nobody's going to do it for you. You've got to believe that this is my -2, because we can give you as many typical symptoms as, you know, as we can, right? But it comes down to you just believing, you know what, that's my -2. I think that's my -2. You're never 100% sure. You know, you just decide. And same thing with the +2. So, Marla, I want you to just quit saying, I've had such a hard time identifying my -2. That's a thought. You probably have just been resistant to deciding that, you know what, for the next 3 weeks, I'm going to decide that this is my -2. And list your symptoms And then eat, keep a really good data and see how long your meals are lasting you. See where the scale is. That's how this works, y'all, is learning to trust yourself and to experiment and be okay with no one confirming other than you. This is where we take responsibility for our lives without someone outside of us doing that for us. All right. What do you think about waiting till I'm really, really hungry before I eat? I want to eat at certain times because I want to avoid late night snacks. Becky, I mean, that's fine. I mean, you know, why would you want to do that? Because if you want to eat at certain times, it seems to me like you could plan your food where you probably could eat at certain times. I mean, you could plan your food where it's like, if you want to eat at noon, you know, we have these people, right, who are shift workers and nurses and teachers and all that kind of stuff. It's like, you can plan your food where you're for sure hungry at, you know, your lunchtime at 11 and then dinner at 6. Yes, sometimes you may kind of not estimate it quite right, and you do get a little overly hungry. But your body is pretty predictable, and if you're eating a lot of the same things, then you could pretty much plan out your days where it's like, okay, I know I'm going to be ready to eat at 11 if I either don't eat anything, you know, until then, or if I eat like something in the morning and then don't eat again until 11. You know, it's like, you got to play with this, right? You got to experiment with it. And then here's the other thing, you know, for our, you know, shift workers and things like that, we always say, even if you're not quite at -2, when it's time for you to eat, you can always just only eat to +2. That means you're not going to maybe eat all your food. But you can always just, like, even if you're at 0 or -1, if it's time for you to eat and this is the only time you're going to be able to eat all day, then just eat to a +2. Doesn't have to be a big deal. Okay. How long do I wait on average between meals to realize I'm at -2? I can drink water and keep going on with the day. Well, I always say that a meal eaten to +2 should last you at least 3 to 4 hours. But if you just keep drinking water and going on with your day and you're okay with that, then there's nothing wrong with that. How do you time it so you don't end up being starving? I will be working and then am at -4. The simple answer to that question, Dawn, is practice, is playing with it, is experimenting. Because again, you know your body, and it says, I will be working and then I'm at -4. It's probably because you're distracted with work, which you probably maybe need to be, right? You need to be working maybe. So you're distracted with work and you go a little bit too long and you're at -4. And so for you, you got to back it up and say, okay, what was happening? Do I need to eat a little bit more, you know, earlier in the day? So that, I mean, we all know what our schedule is going to be. It's pretty predictable a lot of days, a lot of times. But here's the other thing. It's just, if it's happening every once in a while that you get to a -4, it's not a big deal. And the other thing with getting beyond a -2 is that it doesn't take more food to get you to +2. Your stomach is still only the size of a fist, pretty much. So even if you're at a -4 or -5 even, you don't need more food to get to a +2. I have a hard time finding my -2, often end up at -3. Any suggestions? So for you, I want you to really work on dialing in to your body. Like, do these exercises we talked about, and like, you know where your -3 is. It's lightheaded and dizzy. So I want you to say, okay, I'm going to get to my -3 and I'm going to be okay with being lightheaded and dizzy, but I am going to listen to my body, like totally focused on it, until I get there so that I can figure out what's going on right before the lightheaded and dizzy. But you don't know until you get lightheaded and dizzy, right? So I want you to sit and like have your notes, you know, have a notepad ready and really figure out all of your physical symptoms leading up to the lightheaded and dizzy and see if you can find some that are, that come a little bit before that. That's how you do it, y'all. Keeping data, staying curious, being okay with it taking a while to figure out. That's the other thing. One time of you doing that, Leanna, one time of you doing that, you may not figure it out. I want you to give it a month. Okay? So all of this is just experimenting and taking time. I eat my breakfast between 9 to 11, then I get stomach growling and headache after 2 hours of breakfast. Why do I feel that? It may depend on what you're eating at breakfast that's not keeping you long enough. So be sure that you are having some protein in there. Be sure that you're having plenty of healthy fats. If you're eating something like a bowl of cereal or a bagel, you know, something like that, that may be keeping you from lasting a little bit longer. And you may be kind of, your blood sugar may be kind of crashing. So you really want to think about what you're eating for breakfast and if that's really what the best for your body. So that's what I want you to look at, Bobby. I find that I can go for a very long time before feeling strong physical feelings. Yet if I stop after 5 hours or so, I'm so hungry as I sit down. Let's see, I gotta read this. Should I just plan to eat at about 5 hours? Don't want to be super duper hungry. Yeah, just try that, Michelle. Here's the thing. You said, I find that I can go for a very long time before feeling strong physical feelings. So I want you to kind of question that. Like, okay, am I really tuning into my body at this time? Or am I like maybe distracting myself with something else? Am I maybe looking for physical feelings when it's really more like some mental like symptoms that I need to be looking for? And then because you say I stop after 5 hours and I'm so hungry as I sit down, that may be because after 5 hours, you're finally sitting down and really tuning into your body. So I want you to practice tuning in really, like, can you practice like sitting down and tuning in before that? To really figure out that, like, okay, am I really hungry? Because I'm telling y'all, this tuning into your body takes some focus, right? It takes some effort to do. And so, yeah. Tracy, I feel like when I wait for my negative two, I feel like I get hungry faster after I reach my plus two. Maybe the time I wait is more than negative two, or am I just telling myself stories? Look, I get hungry faster after I reach my plus two. Tracy, I just want you to start keeping data on that. I just want you to start keeping data on how long each meal will last you and just start to question things, right? I mean, just start to keep data on everything. And this is for all of you all. Just start keeping data. Like, we have that in the planner where I have my planner with me handy. Actually, this is right here. Let's see what the planner page says. Because it's got a little space for the hunger, right? So on your assessment page, it says, it has a hunger cell section, right? Beginning hunger scale, ending hunger scale, time, and why I ate. But even out beside there or somewhere else on your assessment, you can start keeping data on time, right? That's how you track how much time you between meals. And then the why I ate, you really want to track too, because it's like, did you eat just because it was time? Or did you eat because you were truly physically hungry? Grab some water, y'all. So that's what I want you to ask yourself. Okay. And just really, yeah. I mean, I love that you're just kind of questioning, like, am I telling myself some stories? I'm not saying you are, but just stay curious about it, right? And just kind of look for some proof of those stories. And if you don't find any, then it probably is a story. So Amanda, I talked about just, you can always eat to a positive too. Like you're talking about a nurse, you work 12 hour shifts. So then when it's time to eat, or when you have a chance to eat, just eat to a negative, just eat to a positive too. Even if you're not all the way at negative two, that will keep you from getting overly hungry. So Anonymous, you said, I'm someone who lives by my schedule and my body has adapted very well. Yeah, that's probably true, right? Your body and your brain have developed a habit of like, well, this, it's time to eat now, so let's eat. And so your body will throw up urges. Your body might even throw up hunger signals sometimes if you just have this full-on habit of eating at certain times. And so for you, the answer is, if you want to become more aware and move from eating by the clock to following your hunger scale, you've really got to start, just throw your schedule out the window. You got to stop saying that I'm someone who lives by my schedule. You got to quit saying that. Because is that helping you? Is that getting you to where you want to go? Is it getting you the results you want? It may be in some areas of your life, but you want to ask it about it in your food life. And so if you're not, so now you can say, I'm someone who's experimenting with my hunger. I'm someone who is committed to listening and trusting her body now. I'm someone who feeds my body when it needs fuel. Oh gosh, y'all. My throat's a little scratchy. Okay. Where do you find the activities we're supposed to do before today? And here, Lori, you're not behind. It's no big deal. You can start doing this now. Everything we talk about doing, we always talk about in your Sunday email called the Massive Action Line newsletter. Everything in there is, everything we're doing is always in there. It's the only place you need to go. It talks about the activities we're doing every week, talks about all the coaching calls, all that kind of stuff that you need to know is in that email. So be sure you're getting our emails every Sunday. Julie, I often feel guilty when it's dinner time and I'm not at my negative two. I don't eat with my family. We've always ate together as a family. I don't want my kids to think I have an eating disorder like I had in my past. They question me, not sure what to do. Do I just eat a small amount even if I'm not in a negative two? Here you go, Julie. Your kids ask why you're not eating. You know what? If I had kids and I sat down with them at dinner and I wasn't eating and they said, why are you not eating? I would say, because I'm not hungry. That doesn't sound like an eating disorder to me. That sounds like the opposite of an eating disorder. Sounds to me like you're setting an example of listening to and trusting your body. But here's the deal. If you want to eat a meal with your family at night, I want to eat dinner with my husband most nights. Not every night, but most nights I would like to share a meal with him. So I set up the rest of the day, the earlier part of the day, to be sure that I am hungry. Now there are some times where I'm just not hungry. And so I just don't eat with him, but I do sit with him and connect with him. You can do that without eating, you know. That might be something you want to think about. But this is an amazing opportunity for you to actually be an example and talk to your kids about not having eating disorders, to actually trust their bodies and listen to their bodies. Are they hungry? Are they eating when they're hungry? Might want to ask them that. So you can see it as an amazing opportunity to teach your children to trust their bodies. Crystal says, what is the best thing to do if you're both hungry and having an urge at the same time? Crystal, this reminds me of something that I had notes about that I hadn't talked about yet. So I'm not sure if this is exactly what you're asking, but there's a great little cheat sheet in the Basics Bootcamp workbook on the bonus course page that talks about when you're not at a negative two and when you may be at a negative two. But the not at a negative two is the list that I just love, because if you wonder, I wonder if I'm hungry, you're not at a negative two. Because when you're at a negative two, you're pretty sure you're hungry. But here's the thing I'm talking about with your question, Crystal. You're not at a negative two if a specific food sounds good. Because that's what you're talking about. Like you're having an urge for something specific, then you're not at a negative two. Because if you were at a true negative two, you would want an apple or broccoli just as much as, you know, an Oreo. So that's what you kind of need to like pull apart and really just get curious about, journal about, like, what are you having an urge for? Would broccoli or an apple satisfy your hunger? Or like, you know, eat something that you're not having an urge for and then see what happens. See if your brain still has the urge. See if it doesn't. See how you feel physically. It's just a big old experimentation party. Okay. Let's see. Wendy says, what would be an example of emotional signal? I definitely know my physical signals. Yeah, so there is a cheat sheet in No BS under the hunger scale lesson that has, like I said, has the list of physical, mental, and emotional. And the emotional for your negative two is, kind of calm. It's like non-urgent, whatever that feeling is. It might be distracted, could be a feeling, an emotion that you're feeling at the time that you're at your negative two. So check out that little cheat sheet, and I'll post it in the notes of this call too. Okay, let's see. Let's see how long does it normally take? Okay, someone said, just how long does it normally take to figure out the hunger scale? Y'all, I'm 5 years into this, and it is a daily practice. I'm not saying like it's a day, I'm not saying it's a daily struggle, right? But it is a daily awareness practice. Here's the news that you might not love to hear. If you are truly committed to your weight loss and changing your life like I did, then you have to be committed to awareness for the rest of your life. Now, that doesn't mean that it's going to be like it is now for newbies, right? Where you're, thinking about your food a lot, you're thinking about your hunger signals. I definitely have a lot figured out already. But I never get to check out again. It never becomes automatic pilot again. And I am okay with that. Because I want to live an intentional, conscious life. I've lived the checked out life. I've lived the numb life. And I don't want that life anymore. I want to live a life of intentionality and awareness and consciousness. So how long is different for everyone in terms of just as it gets easier. I mean, I just don't have an answer for you. But if it doesn't matter, because you're just going to be aware and you're going to be thinking about it, not 24 hours a day, but why does it matter? If it's just like, this is how you live your life now. You listen to your body. You feed it when it needs fuel. I'll tell you, it's a pretty amazing life. Okay, let's get at least one person coached here before we get out of here. Valerie, you are up. Good questions, ladies. Good questions. There she is. Let's see, I need to unmute you, or you need to unmute yourself. There you go.
Okay.
Hi.
So the month of July, I've really been working on my hunger signals, and I've noticed that if I really wait till my twos, that I don't get hungry for dinner till like 8:30 or 9 o'clock at night. Mm. And I go to bed around 10:30. Yeah. And if I eat before I go to bed, I don't sleep really well.
Okay.
So kind of wondering, what can I do to kind of change that around?
So when do you want, like, if you could just choose any time that you wanted to eat, what time?
I'm probably like 7.
Okay. So, and then when do you eat, like, the meal before that? Or do you have a snack, or what happens before that?
I either have a, well, if I really wait till my 2s, I don't get hungry till around noon.
Okay.
So then I eat around noon, and then I'll usually eat again like about 3 o'clock, and it's either lunch or a snack.
Okay.
Usually it's lunch. But then I don't get hungry till like much later.
Yeah. Because you're eating at 3, right? You're eating something at 3.
Right. But at 3, I'm really hungry.
Okay. So let's kind of like, maybe you, are you eating a full meal at 3 or a snack?
Usually I have a salad.
Okay, I would like cut that salad in half.
Cut the salad in half?
Yeah. I mean, you know, okay. Do something like that where you just are eating less earlier in the day.
So well, that was simple.
Yeah.
Okay.
So sometimes that's what I'm here for, just to give you the simple answer. Yeah, so it's just cutting back your food earlier in the day. And okay. Again, you're going to stay with it, right? It may be like, where you maybe eat a little bit less at that noon. Because, I mean, if you're eating at noon and then at 3, I mean, that's a pretty small window of where
you're going. Yeah. Well, you know, I was listening to the other comments that you were making. And I usually have for breakfast fat-free yogurt, Greek yogurt, with fruit and fiber one like Corenda's. Okay. But I've been using the fat-free yogurt. So I'm wondering if maybe that's just not enough to tide me over and maybe I should go
well, with the and does it have any fat? I mean, we
no.
Any fat? So, I mean, fat is
I don't think there's any fat in it at all.
Yeah, probably not. And probably not in the fiber one either. So,
yeah.
So some good healthy fat in there. Some, you know, some protein maybe that will keep you longer at that noon meal.
Okay.
You know, and then you may not even need to eat anything before you get hungry again at 7. So it's a matter of experimenting with timing, amounts, and types of food. That's really kind of the, and I'm glad you asked this because that's really, really what it is. Like someone's saying, you know, well, I mean, why are you eating fat free? Why don't you eat full fat?
Honestly, because that's what Costco has.
Okay.
For their Greek yogurt. And so that's just what I've
done. Well, I mean, a simple little experiment would just be to go to full fat.
Okay.
You know, go to full fat yogurt. Then you got some good healthy fat in there. And then see how long that lasts you, right? Just experiment with it. Keep really good data on, oh, it lasted me, you know, until 4 or 5. And then what, right? Can I last another couple of hours before dinner? You know, it's all this just experimentation, playing around with it until you really figure out what works for you. And it's based on your priorities, right? If you want to eat at 7, then you like say, okay, this is what I want to do. I need to back everything up and figure out how I can make that happen.
Okay. That makes complete.
Yeah.
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 But yeah,
that's the perfect, like, question I wanted to get, you know, or the perfect coaching I wanted to do because, but I mean, and speaking of coaching, you know, I'll at least want to mention thoughts in here since I'm coaching you, but it's all of this. I mean, everything I've been talking on this call, right, has to come from a thought like I'm working on figuring this out, right? Or yeah. I, you know, I will figure this out. And then a feeling of curiosity, patience. I mean, I mentioned the feelings, you know, that you want to have,
yeah.
Right? Where it's, all this isn't going to get figured out in a day, but if you just keep playing with it and, you know, maybe the full fat doesn't make that much of a difference. So I'm going to add in some nuts or I'm going to add in a piece of bacon or, you know, whatever it is, right? It's all coming from this curious place of, I'm just going to keep trying things until I figure this out. And there's, you know, it's going to happen. It's going to happen if I just keep trying things.
Okay. Super. Thanks.
Awesome. All right. See you later. I'll take you back down.
Okay.
All right, y'all. I wanted to just limit this to right at an hour since I've got to run back downstairs and get us all set for camp tomorrow. I hope a lot of you all are coming. Who all's coming to camp? And I will see you tomorrow. I am in the I'm in the middle Zoom group, but y'all just, you know, unless you want to kind of go with like accountability groups or something, you know, because y'all, I mean, we don't know, right? Who's in what group, but if, you know, if you're just on your own, just go into the Zoom room that is, based on your last name. And we'll just have an amazing time in that chat while you're listening to all of the amazing teaching. And then, all right, so we are going to be, that doesn't mean we won't be checking in this weekend. We'll be around, and we've got all of our community team back at home checking in with you, all of you all. And so don't think we're not thinking about y'all during this time, but I think it'll be an amazing weekend. And then our next call, I believe that Monday night, Corinne? Let me check here. Before we get out of here, I'll tell you that. So I'm going to be on an airplane on Monday night, so I know it won't be me. What am I even looking at? Let's see. Okay, maybe not till. Okay, I'm mixed up on my days. Sorry, y'all. Oh yeah, okay, y'all. Monday night, Corinne is doing the Bucket Foods worksheet. Okay, yeah. Do y'all know about the Fuck It Foods? So the Fuck It Foods worksheet was previously known as the Tedious and Powerful worksheet. And so it is in our worksheets page on the website. And it is basically, we want you all to come with a food that you say fuck it to a lot of times. Like you say, fuck it, I'm just going to eat all of it, right? Or, you know, or fuck it, I don't have any control over this food. That's what I want you to bring to that call, and to print out the Fuck It Foods worksheet is on the website. And it's just an amazing exercise in really talk about being intentional and conscious with your food. You bring that to the call, and Corinne is going to go over the worksheet with you on the call. It'll be amazing, amazing experience. So I love the new name. Corinne actually came up with that Fuck It Foods worksheet. Oreos, cake, pie. It can be, you know, it can be wine. It can be anything that you really are still working on getting some control over, right? Really working on just, you know, planning it and eating the amount that you planned. But you can plan anything, right? So that's what you really want to focus on for Monday night is something like that. Just bring it. Y'all are going to smell it. Y'all are going to take a little taste of it, maybe. You're going to look at it. You're going to just do all kinds of things. Talk about experimenting. This is like the ultimate experiment. And I don't want to give it away. Y'all can look at the worksheet and see what you have to do, but it's just such an amazing, amazing. I've done it with cheeseburger and fries. I've done it with my beloved popcorners. I've done it with several other things. So it's just an amazing. Yes, Roz, you need to do it on those cookies you put in padlocks on. So ice cream, all kinds of stuff. So that will be Monday night. So look for that. And then, until then, I'll be at camp. Like I said, we'll be around. We'll have all kinds of folks around, but for those of y'all coming to camp, I'll see you there. All right, y'all. Take care. Bye.